We are on page...
Which cake? Oh, that's what I want to do something. Not because I'm your home. No, they have mushrooms. Just hide it somewhere. I don't know where they hide it. Lama Vava on the base. 72. We're talking about things which are prohibited and to derive any benefit from, and they forbid when they're in a mixture. Now, Egla Rufa is one of these. We're up to the fourth line down. Fifth line down. Egla Rufa. Now, the truth is, it's important to know, because this threw me off when I was preparing today, Egla Rufa is not also, doesn't aser, even though it said kosher in our Mishnah, but above all this stuff, kosher means only when it's a significant size. Because the meat stuff, at least, not everything, depends on what you're talking about, but the meat stuff, if it's small and it falls into a pot, even though it's also about Noah, it doesn't answer the whole pot. It's got to be what's called a chaticha ruili skabed. It's got to be a piece of meat which you would serve to a guest. Now, even that, the Gemara still has to prove. The Gemara is eventually going to prove that, not yet. But if it's a small piece, like if you have a piece of stew meat from an egla rufa, you know, from the neck, from the animal's neck whose neck was wrong, which fell into your chulent, so then it doesn't answer the chulent.
What if it's
nosy in time? No, not tebis nosy in time. Tebis not nosy in time. Tell you about where it tastes the same as the chulent meat, so, you know, you can't tell the difference between the two. So if it's not nosy in time, so then it depends if it was a chatich or iliskabin or not a chatich or iliskabin. Okay? So egla rufa, shum. We're learning how do we know it's forbidden by now? Because the learning there it says Shom by Egla Rufa, and it says Shom by Miriam's death, when Miriam died. Ma Shom Amulah alone, just like when Miriam died, also by Noah, Mace, of course, is forbidden to derive benefit from. Av Shom Ha'amur, Khan, so to Shom, which it says by Egla Rufa, also by Noah, that Egla Rufa is forbidden to derive benefit from. Vitziporim Mitzorah, also the birds of a Mitzorah. Now, the birds of Mitzorah are specifically talking about the bird which remains, which is slaughtered, not the bird which remains alive, because the Vitziporim Mitzorah gets two birds, they slaughter one, use the blood to dunk the other one in. What?
Slaughtering.
This is not in the base of Mikdash. This is done 7 days before it brings its carbonus. So it's not in the base of Mikdash. It's not Malika. So in any event, but the slaughter one nevertheless lost her Bana. Okay. Torah to Kot Sipor Torah to Chelu. It says all kosher birds you should eat, and we learned that this passage is telling not just about the birds enumerated in the parasha, but it's talking about also the zuachaya, that's the bird which survives the Mitzorah cleansing process. These are the birds you shall not eat from them. We derive from that these are the birds who were slaughtered, right? Another bird which is slaughtered in the Mitzorah process. Ochiluf, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the bird which is slaughtered is permitted, and the bird which was survived is forbidden. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sher Mishmol said, Loit Pisa Torah Isra Noya Dover Shesh Bo Ruach Chaim. The Torah never made something which is alive also. Even if an animal is worshipped, it's not considered to be also by Noah. It's not allowed to bring it as a korban, but it's not also to derive benefit from. So there's never anything which is alive which becomes also by Noah. It's only something which is dead, and therefore we say it's the dead bird which becomes also by Noah, not the live bird. Okay? Shor Shanah is not also by Noah until it's actually it's not also by Noah.
You still work it?
Yeah, sure.
Get its milk?
Eat it. Sure.
Really?
Yeah, honest. Okay. Even Shor Nisko might be also after Gemar Din, after the Paskin on it, but certainly not also before Gemar Din. In other words, that's that. Maybe after Gemar Din. Okay, once Gemar Din has occurred, if it's not overturned, even if the animal's then slaughtered, it didn't slaughter by no. Right? Even if it's not actually stoned, if you slaughter it, so it remains slaughtered by no. The hair of a nazir, the nasan alaysha share tachat zevach hashlamim. Because it says you have to put the hair of the nazir under the under the fire, which is burning underneath the shlamim, which are cooking, so therefore you're not allowed to do anything else with it. Upetach hamor, the firstborn of a donkey, arifa, arifa, we learn how Xer Shav, it says arifa here, and it says arifa by the egla rufa, malon kovra, just like by the egla rufa, where you wring the neck of the calf. So it is, it's also by the kovra of Asmara, he buried in his also in Dura Benefit from Afkan, so to hear kovra, you have to bury Basmara in Swalls for Bindra Benefit from. Obasabakhalav, and we learn, we know Basabakhalav is also by Noah because we learn Tani Bishloshi Makomas, Ksiv Losa Vashel Gadit, says in three places do not cook a kid in its mother's milk. And we say, why does it say three times? One is Achil, one is to forbid you to eat it. Noah and the others forbid you to Dura Benefit from. Ulubinish from the others to forbid you to derive, to cook it together. Okay, so the truth is it's really backwards. In other words, once it's cooked, it's forbidden to eat together, it's forbidden to derive benefit from. Okay? Ulchotchidish tu ba'azora, chulin which are slaughtered in the azora, how do we know that it's also ba'noa? Rabbi Yochanan Shem Yishmol said, Omer Torah, it's a logic, fascinating logic, it's called the mamatino, not a kavachomer. Mamatino is, if A is to B, how will we do this? If A is similar to B, and B has trait C, then probably A has trait C as well. That's what it is. Okay? It's called Ma'amatinu. It's an inference. Okay? So Ma'amatinu, right? Ma'amatinu literally means, what have we found? So what it means is, Torah says, "Shchot shali b'shali." Torah says, "Slaughter my stuff in my place." Means slaughter karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. "V'shalcha b'shalcha," and slaughter your stuff in your place. Meaning animals are shechulin, slaughter in outside the Beis Hamikdash. "Mashali b'shalcha," just like if you slaughter my stuff in your place, but you took a carbon and slaughtered it outside the Beis Hamikdash. So in also, it's forbidden to drive hanah from. Right, so too if you slaughter your stuff in my place, if the word osur is missing here, but it should be forbidden. Okay, now the more is supposed to ask the question, v'onush karis, do you get punished karis as well? If you shechulim bazar, do you get karis? Because no, if you do kachim bachutz, you slaughter kachim outside the Beis Hamikdash, you know, korbanos outside the Beis Hamikdash, you get karis for that. What about if you slaughter chulim bazar? Says Mar, no. It's not the v'lab Rabbi Shmuel Amar lemeidi mikavachomer. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel say you learn out from a kavachomer, meaning a prohibition? Ve'enochi mikavachomer, who not punished based on a kavachomer? Okay. So the truth is that again, as I said, this is a mamatzinu, not a kavachomer, because it's not kal and chomer here. It's extrapolated from one to the other, but it's by inference, a parallel inference. But nevertheless, it seems like the more holds the same principle applies to Mimotis, applies to Kavachomer. You can't learn out punishments for Kavachomer, you can't learn out punishments for Mimotis. Okay, the Tzion Yerushalayim, the Amur Yerushalayim, the old comment on it, the Rosameach, I think, as well, but we're not going to get into it.
Is it on the same level, exegesic level, or Mimotis to Kavachomer, or
it's another way? It's either way, because it's a logical inference. So, yeah, I would say it is the same exegetical level. Okay? Says Gemara, "V'lam alotin and nevela imoem." Why is not mentioned nevela in our Mishnah? Nevela, if you have a steak from a nevela, so it's also as well, and it's not bato, right? Because chatichru yili skabit. Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, "Lo masni el davar shasar by asubar noya." Only mention things that are forbidden to our benefit from nevela muteres by noya. While it's true it asks the mixture, it's not asubar noya, right? He's Bun asks, "Harei chometz Pesach." Well, according to Pesach, it's Pesach also, but not and even we hold the asses by Mashu, right? It's not mentioned in our Mishnah. How come? So it says the Gemara, "Chomet tish b'koris ve'elim b'koris." The things we talk about in Mishnah, you don't get koris if you derive benefit from them. You know, you might be flogged, and you might go to the other place, but there is no specific koris for them. Okay. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, it should be Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina boy. He asks like this, "Yisroi nam ha'ashi v'yavad lo b'tziruf." That's a strange question. B'tziruf means, let's say, it was a chatichuri liskabed, and you clumped it together. But you yourself, it's like a question whether you're allowed to be v'yavad lo Yisroi chatchila. It was a significant and distinct portion, which means it would never be cancelled. Even if you have 100 slabs of meat in which are kosher, and one which is treif. So since chatichul is kabbit, hasses all of them. Can't eat any of them, right? Okay, since one of them is a significant portion. So the shayla is, though, what happens if you would tsirfa means you clump them together, which means you chopped it up and made like a hamburger out of all these steaks. So does it lose its status chatichul is kabbit or not? That's what Gemara is asking. Okay, so it says, what's the story? Yisrael Maushi Badlum Tzirus. It says more about the Shor Nisko. I understand. Now I make sure it says Shor Nisko is not Bato. Now Shor Nisko is not Bato. L'chayra, when I talk about the Shor Nisko getting mixed up in other oxen, I'm not talking about a whole ox, right? That you can identify the Shor Nisko. You can identify it, right? Obviously, then you take it out. You can say, oh, that's Fido, the Shor HaNisko. You take it out from all the spots and the busters and all those other oxen, right? So therefore, it must be that you can't identify it. Must be you can't identify it. Must be that you ground all the meat together. Must be that it's not Batel. Even once you grind them together, they start off being distinct. So it's more not necessarily. In other words, it could be talking about where Tipater, B'chaticha, maybe talk about a bunch of chatichos. That's why it's not bato, because there are a bunch of steaks. But it could be that if you did grind them all together, then it would be bato. Okay,
so say maybe all the oxen look alike, and if you mix one ox up.
No, but they don't look alike. They don't look alike. To you, they look alike. Okay, so vati and sipori mizora. Now says, well, what about the birds? Right, l'chora, the birds, if they were separate, you could still tell them apart, right? Says Mara. And here you can't answer to chatichos, because no such thing as a chatichos really is copied by a bird. Once it's chopped up, there's no bird steak, right? You can't have a chop of a bird, which is, you know, a significant portion. So it says, tipote tzipor b'tzipor. You know what, there you have to try to say it's about bird among birds. You're right. I mean, it's difficult, but that's what you have to say. Says more, I guess it's hard to tell birds apart. But then we learn Seir Nozir. What about, we mentioned the hair of a Nozir. What's the chashivas there, right? Isach Meimba Tzipor, Tzipor, you're going to say a bird among birds? We're talking about pieces of hair. So says more, Kamatun Orla, when they learned the Sugi in Orla, he hates Rabbi Yaakov Kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov has Rabbi Yossi. But then we learn Horek Malayasik Mit Semer, Bechor, if somebody weaves into a garment a seat is like this length of the from here to here. I think it's actually from here to here. So amen to maybe, I don't remember which one it is. Anyway, whatever it is, the wool of a bechor, which is a sheep, bag it into a garment, you have to burn the whole garment. The entire garment. If you wove some hair of a nazir, or mipetachamor, some donkey hair from a firstborn donkey, b'sak into cashmere, which is also hair, yidolek, gotta burn the whole thing, yidolek asak. So Amalei, so he said, so that's the case, we see that, now, it's not clear what exactly he's trying to prove. That's the thing, really that cold? I'm still hot. Just, I feel guilty putting under 71. Okay. They say Napoleon was cold even in the height of July. So, yeah. So, and
are you associating with
me? What? Yeah. You're a bit too.
He made war for the sake of war.
You're a bit too tall. I'm listening now to biography.
War for the sake of peace.
Yeah, I'm listening to a biography of Napoleon now. That's why I know that. Okay.
That's why he had his hand in his shirt.
Yeah, it was always cold, that's right. Lemaise, it is stunning, the similarities between Napoleon and Hitler. I think there's even a book on the topic, but it's stunning. You don't need to have a book on the topic. It's amazing, the similarities. Okay, so name it. So the truth is, the question is whether there's any answer to be inferred from this. One of the unfortunately, I forget who, Bill Tatzvi, was a modern book. He wanted to say that that's considered to be a chashuv amount. In other words, this is the actual, this shear of mole asit is considered to be chashuv. It's a significant amount of thread, which I find difficult because it doesn't seem like that's a significant amount of thread to me. It's like chaticha mina chatichos. It's like a piece of chaticha release garbage. There's like the equivalent of chaticha release garbage by strip, by thread, that it's this length of thread. I don't know. It seems to me that this would be a raya fakert, if anything, that this would be a proof that you don't need to have a darbar choshev. If something is also bad nor, then even if it's not a darbar choshev, it's a kanaser. And taka, like I said before, even if it's here for, and even if you clumped it together, it's still asers. So now it seems to me the exact opposite is clarified from here. So again, according to Eretz Tzvi, you can clarify from this proof that you need a darbar choshev, and the darbar choshev is the size of a seat. According to the way I'm learning, you need to have a this is a bria that you don't need by the osar no. As long as it comes from a significant source, you don't need to remain with a significant source. So I'm lazy. He said right in one line before the Mishnah, ilu amar. If you would have said this should be ilu amar. Itusav is Tamon, should be Ilu Itusav Tamon, Yoz Hava. Were you to have mentioned this when we learned Mesech Tavar, it would have been nice. Why'd you wait till Orla to remember to have to tell me over this thing from the case in Orla? Okay. You Alohi Gimel, Yain Nesel, Shinafel Abar. If Yain Nesel falls into a well of wine, obviously, Kulo Asa Barnoya, the entire thing is Asa Barnoya. Hashem Aliyah Meri Gimacher, Kulo Anochi, not true. You can sell the entire amount of wine to a Goy, because they're not afraid, we said earlier himself, he's going to sell it back to a Jew. Kulo Anochi, Chutzmin Dei Yain Nesel, except for the value of Yain Nesel, which is in it, you do duck for that Yain Nesel. Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Yen, said, Yain Nesel, Shinofel Abor, Yain Nesel fell into a well of wine, Yimacher Kulo Anochi, sell the entire well to a Goy, besides for the value of the Yain Nesech, which in essence is our Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon Ram Rabbi Yassi said, "Come, Rabban." I skip. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Ram said, "Look, Rabbi Shimon Leil, which is the same thing." Om Rabbi Yassi said, "Chad Rabban Nafka mi base Nafka base Vada." A certain rabbi came out of the base medrash and said, "He's Balgun Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Rabbi Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan argued." Chad Amel Rabbi Shimon Leil once said, "Losar Shimon Leil that he could sell the entire batch except minus the price of the Yain Nesel." Chad Amel Leil said, "Yeah, Losar Shimon Leil Losar Shimon Leil." Umar Shigamliel, Shigamliel, whoever could see it, beyond the tavshil, if you poured beyond Nesach into a cooked dish, shu osir, that's osir. Now, even though there might be nezin tam with gam, we said earlier in the Masechta, but nevertheless, it's osir. And the reason is because in that case, lamaisa, it's nezin tam. Okay? So it could be that it's nezin, even the emotion says nezin tam l'shvach. Okay, which could be, which could certainly also is the tavshil. But it could be that because of the chumrah of Yain Nesach, we buy chometz on Pesach also were machmir, even if it's nice in time of gam, right? Remember that? By chometz on Pesach machmir, nice in time of gam. Why? Because until it's possible, mechilas kelim. So it's possible, even if it's nice in time of gam, he concedes that it's osur. Nevertheless, because it gives a time, and we're machmir because of the chumrah of Yisuri Hanoh. However, in the case where it is yain b'yain, so it's not giving a taste at all, so therefore you can deduct for the price of the yain nesach and sell the rest of the batch, right?
Now, this case, Rav Shimon Ben Yonah, they're talking about after the food's been cooked, you're pouring in the cold water. You're not cooking.
Well, we said fakirat, and we said the opposite back there. We said if you pour it cold, then it's good. Cooked together, it's bad. Is that what you said?
No,
you said the opposite. Yeah, if you cook together, it's bad. They didn't hold up cooking with wine. They had no cooking wine concept. Okay? So it says, I'm Rabbi Mishem Rab, Rabbi Boon said, name Rab, Moshe Chachon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bechavitz, Ben Chavitz. Even the Chachon, you agree to Shimon Gamliel, if it didn't get actually physically mixed together, but rather there was one barrel of Yain Nesach mixed into other barrels of kosher wine. So it's not nosing time. In other words, they're looking as if as when it gets mixed together, so then the molecules of the yayin nes will pervade the entire mixture, and then the entire mixture becomes lost and you can't sell any of it. But if it's a barrel among other barrels, then it's okay.
It's called the parish
ribbon. No. You still can't drink it. No, it's all osser. But you can sell for the price of the wine minus the price of the yayin nes. Okay? So, you can't drink it, but you can sell it. Okay, that's what it says here. Moedach HaVayim Shengalim, B'chavis Ben HaChavios, Lim Kor, L'Kul HaNach, you can sell all of them to the Goy, Chutz Minei Yayin Nesuch, broke except for the price of the Yayin Nesuch of it. Om Rabbi Zeru 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 Zeru, Kum Rabbi Yayin, Friend Rabbi Yayin, Ad Loi Samer Sfada Milso, until this was said, Lo Avin Yodin, Yodin, I did not know that she was going to do that. Skip the next for the first four words of the line. I didn't know the chacham we see the shingam in this case. I thought Dilma lois. Take the word oh, Dilma perhaps lois hamisal moider shingam liel chachamim. Maybe it's the other way around. The shingam liel could see the chachamim by tavshil. I didn't know that worked both ways. The chachamim could see the point of shingam liel on one aspect. A shingam liel could see the chachamim on one point. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Yoda, Rabbi Zera, do Rabbi Zera knew this very well." Elakinish to Shamamila Makshula. It's a person. It's like a person who pretends when he hears something to be astonished, which actually, I guess, was making the guy who said it over feel good, right? It was trying to be nice to him, say, "Wow, what a great Kiddush you said! I didn't know this before." He's trying to encourage him. Okay, okay. Says Maralochi Dal Gashel Evan Shazafafata Nachri. You have a wine press or wine storage of stone, and a guy put pitch in it to line it, and the assumption was, say Moshe brings down, that whenever they put pitch in, they put a little wine in the pitch, I guess to give the pitch a better taste, whatever the case may be. Okay, maybe to fortify the pitch. So therefore it's possible to see yayin nesach in it. So you scrub it. You scrub it with water and with soap or afer, it says here, and it's okay. Because that takes away the taste. Really, it's mostly time of gum at that point. Right? Because you took it away by scrubbing. Vishal 8, if it's made out of wood, Rebbe Omerina gave. Rebbe says you also do scrubbing. Chachorim, if it's not enough. You call it, if it says Evis, you have to take off the pitch. Vishal Cheres, if it's a pottery gas, if you took out the pitch, it still remains also because the taste permeates the pottery itself through the pitch. Masis of the Rebbe, our Mishnah is Rebbe, meaning that even the Reish of the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, even though Rebbe doesn't say anything, the Reish is also going like Rebbe. Rebbe, you may, you know, gave, Rebbe holds that the stone one, Rebbe Rabbanan agree that you scrub it. Shall eight, it's on the wood one that we first have a machlokes, which is Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, you know, gave, they all have to do is scrub it. Chacham and Yiklov says, that's what we say, you have to peel off the pitch. But Shall Cheres, look, Rebbe, the end of Mishnah, which says, a pottery is also, it's not like Rebbe, because Rebbe Taka would be Matu in that case. So Rebbe is very consistent, he could allow it just by scrubbing, and I assume it means scrubbing off the pitch. The, scrubbing the pitch. Scrubbing the layer of the wine off the pitch, right? Not the pitch itself off. But the Chachamim argue in various different places, and depending on what the Mishnah is saying, it's either the Rebbe speaking or Chachamim is speaking, or both.
We've spoken about this before, about these single malt scotch that are aged in wine, sherry lined casks.
It sounds like this would be a problem. The only reason why it would not be a problem is if it gives an off taste.
Right.
If the sherry casks don't give a good taste, here it's obviously the wine casks.
This is giving a good taste.
Yeah,
if it's not a schwach,
it would be a problem.
But you're getting a gnaw out of the taste.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's tani yain nesach anyway.
Okay, it's
tani. It's tani yain, it's tani yisra no. Okay? The Armish is talking about yain nesach mamish. So I'm not sure what the loch by tani yain would be. I assume somebody found the answer for them.
They wrote articles. If you get the face of Sherry and such.
Oh, that makes sense.
But normally it just absorbs the outer part.
Alkali is what makes scotch taste like fire? Not acid? Okay.
Not a scotch.
Whatever.
It all tastes bad.
I don't like scotch.
Okay.
It all tastes bad.
Anyway. Wine is good. I agree. So, even beer is better than scotch. Okay. So, this is not like Rebbe, this last thing about the pottery, because we find explicit Rebbe allows pottery. The Tanya, we learn Hagas, the wine press, Machatz. This is a jug with which you carry, transport wine from place to place. Vamashbech and a funnel, shall not go to a guy, Rebbe Matir. Rebbe says permitted, and it sounds like even it's Klicheris, Achon Rose and Achon concede, forbid. Motor Rebbe can Kanim Shasuros. Rabbi concedes says Mara, it's not necessarily a proof, because that could be the Rebbe permits those even they're made of pottery, but he forbids the jugs mentioned on Mishnah. What's the difference? Very simple. Depends if you store wine in that for a long time or not. The jugs in our Mishnah, where you store wine in those pottery jugs for a long time, could be there's a lot of seepage. Suppose in this case we're not pouring, just pouring right away, so there's no very little of any seepage. Okay? Says no yes, looks like Rebbe, that it's enough to be menagev. Says no papyrus vessels, which were coated by a goy. You put in the words here from the next line, Machlok Sari Chachomim is Machlok Sari Chachomim as well. Rebbe in this one as well. Skipping what we just read before, a new case, Tani. Well, it says Tani, but it should be Tani, because new case, Chaisa Gito Tmeo. If you were taking a non-kosher wine press, Uvakish Lutara, and you want to make a Torah, so the various different things you have to do, Alulovin Vatapin, the Lulovim are the brooms which are used to gather the grapes together. But that people are beeves we should put down on the grapes to press them. Vadosha, the lentil, I'm not sure exactly what it is, I guess it's like what it holds the grapes as you're pressing them. And now what all you have to do is scrub them, the term, and their tor. Va'ekel, the weight, shown the ekel is the basket which holds the grapes. The ekel, which is shel nitzorim, if it's made out of strands of reed or whatever, it's something tough. I'm not sure exactly what. Bishop batput, I don't know what batput is either, but the emotion says it's cannabis. So Vishal 8, and it's made out of wood. So according to the word menagvon, which means they're strong enough that all you have to do is scrub them. They're not very absorbent. According to the way the Gemara reads here, so it's not enough even with these to be menagging them, not just enough to scrub them. Rather, it's one long run on sense. It goes the next thing. Shel shipa, it's made out of cork. Shel chutim, of string. Shel gami, another type of fiber. So in that case, all these cases, no, it's not good enough to just scrub. Rather, miyachal kliyud with kosher mitzvah kosher, you have to leave it around for 12 months unused. That's the mitzvah what you would do with your dishwasher. You want to change your dishwasher from plastic to milchik. Gotta wait 12 months. Because plastic, we assume, has the ilchumra. Some poskim argue, but most poskim know plastic, ilchumra has the din of klicheres. So therefore, how long do you have to wait in order for the taste to fully go away? 12 months. Same thing with China, stuff like that. There's 12 months until the taste goes away. Okay? So that's why it says here, things which are very absorbent, even they, after 12 months, are okay. Doesn't necessarily be 12 months, rather be bad the bad. From annual press to annual press by olives, limna gas for gas from annual press by grapes as well. Time the third sugar, and we're at the Tara Miyad, If you need to make the stuff immediately tore, you have to cut corners, can't wait 12 months. So then, interesting, Nisim Betino Shemeim Makalchim. You put it, it's not in the Bavli. You put it under the jug, under a faucet with pressure, where the water really flows. Or with a fast flowing river, today ona, for an ona. Kishem Shamanagi Vitaros, just like that cleans out by Taros. I don't know what that's referring to, cleans up by Taros, or by Taros. You know, you're cleaning out, you need to dunk in a mikveh or something, but I don't know exactly what it's referring to. But Kishem Shamanagi Vitaros, Kaham Nagi Vitaros, the same is true by Yainessa. And now coming ono, what is an ono? So Rabbi Yezim Shemriyachon said, Omer Chatzi Yom Chatzi Lai, it's half a day, half a night, which is 12 hours. Tarechim Yom Lai, it's a day or a night. Mao Poik, what do you argue with the other? No. El Kancha Yom Lai, the Shoven, depends whether the day and night are equivalent length, Kamcha Yom Lai, the Shoven, or the day and night are not equivalent length. In other words, it's 12 hours. No matter how you slice it, 12 hours. Okay? Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of it is, Okay, Klei Tash Mishnah Nochri. If you buy usable utensils from a goy, eshadaku, like be that which you normally have to table, yakbil, you have to table, like that which you normally have to put into hot water in order to remove any prohibited substance therein, yakbil, you have to put into hot water. I mean those that you make white hot in the fire, you have to put into my fire, white hot. Hashpud is a skewer of askal, it's also something of that sort. Malavnum buoy, itak have to use white hot fire on them. Vasaki in a knife! Shuff, all you have to do is scrub it tough, as we know, you stick it in the ground 10 times. Vitor and star. Okay? Okay, clay touch machine, a gnochri. That which it says, if you take stuff which belong to a goy, usable stuff, and it's stuff which you know that he makes food with, so therefore you have to table them. Kigon, such as kosos, or the cups, if they're light cups. Medichon, you just rinse them off in the tar. Avo euros, but pots. The kumkumim of various different and urns. Magil and Bacham, it's not just enough to rinse them off in the mikvah, but rather you have to put them into hot water and earn themselves. What if you use them even though you didn't yet table them, vigil or put them into the hot water, or vishaf, or scrub them, or leave it, or make them white hot? A real term, they're okay, but the why they're okay, but the because of what principle? Moju guess. Not the
spitopery.
Right? Why is the mutter? If you didn't travel it. Well, actually, didn't travel is not, it's because you could say Tfilos came as a mitzvah. It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily prohibit, but I would say this is because it's not the time of gum. Because after 24 hours, really, the keli is not considered to give off good taste. So still, you still chatchila have to travel it and you have to be magal it and all that, but the evidence didn't sound so bad. Okay? Says Mare, Tana Rabbi Yeshua said, Tzoyachlat Bil, don't think that only when you have to kosher, it's enough to kosher, you have to table anyway. Okay, it's not enough just kosher, you have to have to table. Okay? Says Mare, like the following case, Ravami, Solik Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ravami, but it's Ravami. Ravami, Solik Rabbi Yehuda, and see one, Rabbi Yehuda, and see the Chamsa, the Goder. Somebody is called Hamas Goder. Surely ask, they borrowed money. Well, not money, silver vessels. I mean, Elend Yuna Diosonis from the silversmiths, according to the Chazim Sahib. Now, Chazim Sahib has a convoluted thing here, it seems, where he says that it's talking about they borrowed in order to smelt it and change it. And then it's like a real Shaila. If you smelt or change a Keli, which you got from a Goy, you have to toivel it. Clear not! Because if you toiveled it, if you smelt it or changed it, you know, or smithed it, then you made it new keli. I remember where Biakov has this great cooler by coffee or coffee cans. I told you this cooler ever.
Sounds
right. Yeah, coffee cans. Biakov is the one that's Machmir. Sorry, Moshe is the one that's Mako. Moshe says it's if you buy like a Taste of Choice coffee jar, and after you empty your coffee. You want to use it for to pull your sugar, you don't have to table in the meantime. I look hard, why not? It's a glass vessel, it requires to be limited on board, right? Because you made it into a keli. Because they made it disposable, you're the one who decided to keep it. So you made the keli. So here too, the chasm sefer, it's on the bottom, it's from the tshuvas. He learns that you actually want to change it, therefore he has a whole, you know, cheshbon like that, you know, if you were going to change it, why it was to have me after toilet. But the simple, straightforward way of learning is that they didn't mean to change it. They didn't mean to change the keli. So anyway, they borrow keli. Show Rabbi Yehuda, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Tzarech Lapil, you have to tell them. Fishiyotim Tumas Anochri, because they went out from the tomb of the Goy, they became wholly Jewish, right? So they asked him, Netzach, says he says Yotzu, but the Mephoshim say Netzach. Netzach Hutzin Lamdo, Lamed, let's go teach this to the masses. Navki, so as they're about to go and teach us Halacha, they went out with Shama, they heard Rabbi Yaakov, Rachel, Rabbi Shimba, Rabbi Shem Yehuda, said, Lo Shalokech, he taketh or if the Toivel you are from a Goy, he taketh only if the Toivel if you buy from a Goy. This has to do with becoming permanently Jewish. In this case, it wasn't going to become permanently Jewish. Okay? Says the Mare, Me'atza, that's case of Hilu Kalim. What about new vessels? Right? Even a new Kalim should be potter from Agola, because the Goy hasn't yet used them. Says the Mare, no. But Rabbi Yeshua, Seven Kalim, I think whenever he bought Kalim, he would be mocked with them. So Lord, by Korbanos, if you want to use a skewer or a rack, which is used for kachim, for regular meat, chulin, so all you have to do is do agola. You don't have to leap one. So how come over here you have to leap one for you use it for avodah zarah? Over there you have to only do agola. You don't have to dunk it in the water, right? Why you have to make it white hot in there? You only have to dunk it in the water. So it says, "Amara chaymer b'gulei nachrim." Here it's a chumra. B'gulei nachrim, since it has glacial stuff and it's a machmir, it require you actually not just to toivel it, but also to be malabin it, to make it white hot. Sakit, if you have a knife which is used for improper purposes, so tachvar shosh parmi udayu. I said 10 before, but here it says 3. Plug into the land, to the earth, to hard earth, right? Obviously, 3 times. And there's a famous Bava Maisa, who leave it buried in the earth for 3 days. So Bava Maisa, it's a sheker, that's not enough. You have to stick it in the earth 3 days. Okay? 3 times in a row. The dio, and that's sufficient, right? Bava, it's the same thing as using detergent. Right? Bava, share, right? Listen, I thought that Dharmasaka was only by a small knife, which is only used for limited things. Abosakin go, it's Rikha Libun. But if it's a large knife, it requires Libun. For Libun, Tsarek, Shiyun, Nitzosin, Natsi, Mena. And when you do Libun, it's got to have sparks flying from it. Okay? Because obviously a big knife gets more use and requires more reaction. Okay, guys, then you go home, make a seum. We're going to start with the Horios in the meantime. Okay, I have a tremendous type of for hot peppers, so you can excuse me when I get some hot peppers.
That's going to make.
Hora based it. Okay. Horio Sal from Rav. Hora based it. Lava call Alcico Mitzvah Summer's Paternal. Now it's interesting, this first mission we don't paskin like it. This mission says if a basin paskin to transgress one of that mitzvah and would stay in the Torah, even if an individual went and did a maisa, Shrega PM unintentionally, the Mor is gonna ask, of course it's unintentional. He thought the basin said it's mutter, right? Alpian based on their say so. Bencha Asu Vasayimam, whether they did it and he did it with them. Bencha Asu, or they did it, Vasayim, and he did it subsequent to them. Bencha Asu, even they didn't do it, Vasayim, and he did it based on their say so. I raised the part of his example his own personal karma, and they should tell him based on because he relied on based on. Now, with what we don't paskin like in our Mishnah is that we paskin that the only time based on brings a karma and exempts you, and the karma is when? What's one of the conditions? Anybody remember? Not individual, but most of Am Yisrael. At least most of the Shevet. Okay? You can't just be an individual. Individuals don't get off the hook on the basis of the basin. It's got to be a whole community, as you put it. Okay? Her basin, based in basket. If you had Echem and Shetel, one of them knew that they were making a mistake. Even one of the students was sitting in front of the basin who was suitable already to paskin. Nevertheless, he went and said, well, they paskin, I can eat cheeseburgers. I know it's also to eat cheeseburgers, but what the heck, you know, basin said it's okay. So I'm going to go eat my cheeseburger, right? So in that case, Bein Chosu Vasoy Mem, whether they did anything with them, Bein Chosu, you know, they made the Sanhedrin out the outing to McDonald's the day that Ramatha Sheets were right? Bein Chosu Vasoy Mem, whether they did anything subsequent to them. Bein Chosu, if they didn't do a Vasoy and he did it, I raised a Chai if he's live. Bein Chosu said, Bein Chosu, he wasn't lying, Bein Chosu, he knew Bein Chosu was doing also, he just used Bein Chosu as an excuse, right? Zakah is the general principle. I told you about Mochayev, anybody who's contingent on himself is liable to bring his own personal carbon. I told you based on his contingent on base and part that he's exempt from his own personal carbon. Okay? Nevishki Sechta. Now, this drush is actually going to Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see much later. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who makes this drush, not Rabbi Shmuel. But how do we know that? That it has to do with being contingent on basin, not contingent on oneself. Nefesh kisechto says nefesh, and says kisechto. That's one preclusion. It says nefesh achas kisechto. Achas techto, one soul sins. Basosa, when it sins, techto, it will sin. I got that right. Sechta goes on nefesh, on achas, and on basosa. So sechta goes on all three. So areilu miutin, these are all preclusions. And what's one of the things that precludes? Hatola ba'atzmo chayev. If somebody's relying on his own cognizance, he's liable to bring his own personal chatas. Vato basin potter only relies on basin his potter. And then, as I said, the one is going to take us up later on. B'chol asar atamar, as my technicality, all of you say, miut achar miut, l'rabos. If you have an exclusion after an exclusion, it includes. The katamar miut achar miut, l'may, you say the exclusion including. Right? You're precluding from each one, precluding some other type of person who didn't really rely on Bates, and he's liable to his own carbon. How come if you have an immune achamil, you have to use the larabos? Immune achamil should be used. I mean, I can use it to be might to exclude somebody from this parasha being sent for carbon, and should, second one, first one should exclude the second one, include, and so on and so forth. Okay? So it says, Ma, by the way, we didn't see it where the other two exclusions are. We didn't see it. Okay, well, eventually we'll see it. In any event, so who else excluded from relying on basin? So in any event, be that as it may, Shani, I'm right, but Shani, besides Shani, you see, mute, acha, mute, acha, mute. It says exclusion, inclusion, exclusion. So they revert to all being exclusions. Now, in my opinion, there's a little bit of field day here because it brings a case in which that's not true. So he says it depends how it's written. It's all written in the same parsha, the same place in Torah. They're not the same place in Torah. The son of it say it's a miut, ribui, miut, ribui, miut, ribui, miut, ribui. Some people say it becomes, since it's miut, and then another miut, so it's miut, miut, miut. Okay? They're all exclusions. Anyway, be that as all of me.
What are the three specific
meals? It doesn't say. I don't think. It pretty much means that either. It doesn't. So I don't know. Oh, no, I know what they are. I don't know what they might. It says nefesh, achas, basosa. Each one of the two has got to be a nefesh, or one when it does. Okay. So it says more. Rabbi Chagai asks the Chevra, "Minayin lo'ochas b'rishus? How do you know the guy who eats with permission? Shupater. This is a difficult case. Not difficult in fact, difficult conceptually. The guy was eating truma. He thought it was a kohen. The middle of the came to him and said, Yanko, Yisrael. He doesn't bring a carbon. I ask, what's between him and a guy who was Yisrael, but thought he was eating chul and turned out he was eating truma, that he does bring a carbon? What's the difference? If you thought you were a kohen and found Yisrael, you're exempt. If you thought you were eating chul and found out you were eating truma, you're liable.
One's on the chefs of yours.
That's more his answer. Okay? It doesn't really give a why, but that's the answer. Yeah.
It just explains it, but doesn't
right.
Having logic to
no
it.
No logic. Brisker Chiluk, right. Classical Brisker Chiluk. Okay? So, I found on the internet, I found a picture of the yeshiva in Telz in Lithuania. I put that on my wallpaper. Yeah. Okay. The,
why don't you make a Xerox copy, sit the rabbi first. Like yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Chagai saw the Chavrai Midai Locha B'Yasushu Potter. How do somebody eats with permission that he's exempt? What's interesting, guy thought in truma that he's liable to bring a korban. Somebody who holds he is a kohen, the name to Yisrael finds that Yisrael should report to this exempt. Army later, so they said the difference is min arayos based in. There's no logic to it, but it's inferred from this parsha of Hora based in. So it's in our Mishnah we see this difference. Because in our Mishnah we see based in, the reason why you did it is because you thought it was okay to do it. Because you thought based in Paskin, I mean based in Paskin, it's okay. So it's a mistake in you. In what your understanding the circumstances of your eating are. As opposed to mistaken what you are eating, so then you're exempt. It's a fascinating dichotomy. Okay? It's not necessarily a why, but it's a what. In other words, since Hora Basin exempts because you thought that you were okay in your eating, so too if you thought you were Kohen, you were okay in your eating, so you're exempt as well. As opposed to when you thought it was Chulin and it turns out to be Truma, so that's not in the eating or the Itur, but it's rather in the food. There, Taka, you're liable. Okay? I didn't explain anything, but I gave a source for it.
Yeah.
Okay, Basin is the source. Says Gemara, Omer lo, he said, I also have this, Rabbi Chagai continued, I also have this question. Now, till I tell about the person who was eating and the food he was eating, the poel and the nifal, right? The guy who's doing and what he's doing upon. What about the pu'ula? What about the activity itself? So now I'm going to ask about the activity. What about the guy? The guy thinks it's a weekday. He's doing melacha. And it turns out, lo and behold, what is it?
Shabbos.
Shuchayev. He's got to bring a carbon for that. As opposed to somebody who thinks that what he's shechting on Shabbos is a carbon Pesach, and it turns out that it's a shlomim, shupotra. It's a Pesach you're allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Shlomim you're not. How come in that case he's exempt, right? Why is that to be a carbon? So Armin Levy said that's different because of another technicality. Mina shechit b'rishus because he's toya b'dvar mitzvah. He thinks he's being shechting b'rishus. If he's making a mistake, assuming he's doing a mitzvah, toya b'dvar mitzvah, even though he didn't do the mitzvah, he is exempt from being korban. Okay? Armelonzi said, Af onatuchle, I also the following question. Ma ben sabashu mutter, venimsa aser. Now, this is actually a pretty fascinating question. You have a guy who's omer mutter. He thinks there's no issue in Torah Chveis of forbidden fats. Right? No issue on having, filet mignon. Right, and it turns out that it's and he eats it. Right, he eats filet mignon. This is, of course has chaylev in it. Has lots of chaylev in it. The neem sauce, and he finds out that it's also sure who he is, should be the gra in trumos, and the pnei moshe is supposed to say it should be shupater. He's exempt from being carbon. Oimer mutter. If he thought it was mutter, he doesn't be a carbon on it. Isn't that interesting?
Now he's not a Tinok Shanishba. He knew the din, he just...
No, he didn't know the din. No, he didn't know the din.
Oh, then he's a Tinok Shanishba.
So what? You should still have to bring a karma. Why should you have to bring a karma?
Because he never knew the din? No,
So the Gemara is asking, what's in this guy? Mabin to Shuvar, and the guy who thinks Shu Chayav and Nimsa Shuman, and he thought this was, he was, Shu Ben Shuvar, Shu Shuman, and Nimsa Chayav. Okay.
I missed that one.
Because there he knows the difference between Chayav and Shuman. He just didn't know that that specific piece of fat was.
Why should I make a difference with being brisker again? So what's interesting that he found it's always Shuman. It turns out it's Chaylev Shu, it should be Chayev, that he's liable for a carbon. So, they didn't have an answer for him. Armelon just said, name Elchon Minon. I'll tell you, if we learn that from here. Oh, well, Dari love Chatasov Evi. It has to be somebody who, when he becomes aware of his sin, he'll bring a carbon. Which means that the way that Armelon did is Hashov Midioso. Worry, although it doesn't use this language in the Shulchan, but the Bava explains it is, if worry to have known it was Chalev, he would have not have eaten it. Hashav and also that worry to have known it was Chalev, when the that he brings a carbon. Somebody who wouldn't be Shav and also had he known that it's Chalev, he still would have eaten it, because he was Omer Mutter, right? He thought it's Mutter to eat Chalev. So such guy, even if he doesn't know that it's, even if he doesn't know it's Chalev, since he wouldn't eat it anyway, so therefore he's exempt from eating carbon. Okay, that's the exact question. Again, it's not logical necessarily, but that's
the
discussion.
It's like the teenage Shnishba. He would have eaten it because he didn't know that the Chaylev was also.
Okay, and if you can understand the reason the teenage Shnishba is an animal carbonus, then you got this one too. You know, it's the same idea, that's true. So, says Gemara, I'm alone. Sorry, all Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi came in. So he said, Kashlan under the Mitzvah. He said, Rabbi Yossi, a guy asked this question. So he said to him, Lamalo, I give two, and why don't you respond to him? Me no doubt, from this halach, from this halach of Ola Dalam Chadaso, Vavid, which tells it about Shav Midioso. He said, Chagai Kashiso, Chagai Kameso, Chagai Taka asked a question, Taka gave that answer. No, you're right. That was the answer Taka gave, Rabbi Chagai. Now, died to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the lo mafne ahen kroya. Now, normally lo mufne in Bavli at least means this blessing is not extra, right? Right. Lo mufne in the exer shav has to be mufne, has to be have open words. That's not what it means here. Over here means well, that Rabbi Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the lo mafne who does not direct. He doesn't direct this pasuk of Ohoda to the following cause. Meaning, he uses it for something else, not for this, what we're about to say. So according to him, it's good. That's what we're going to say, okay? He doesn't use this pasuk of Ohoda to teach us that people are chayav achatos on osham, vadai, definitely chayav achatos on osham, not osham toli. If you're chayav, we have this back in the shul. So you're chayav an osham toli, right? You don't know if you ate shuchemen or chayav or shuman. Yom Kippur passes, you don't have to bring the osham toli anymore. Yom Kippur obliterates the chiyuv to bring the osham toli. How do we know if it's an osham vadi? He definitely had relations with the shiva charuf, or he definitely lied about knowing testimony. One of the things which you would think a definite osham. How do we know that? Because even if Yom Kippur passes, it's still liable to the korban. So, I don't know, according to Rabbi Shmuel. It's not germane. I don't remember. I saw it today. I just don't remember what he says. But that's learned from Ohoda. From Ohoda, he knows that he learns you have to have Yediyah B'Tchila. You have to have known at some point that this is Osir. In order to be Chayim to a Smitash V'Kadosh or whatever it's like about there and being him Shavuos. So Take, from this week in the Koyotim, we can use Ohoda to teach us that Hashem Midyasa, only if you would have had that you had awareness, you knew it sometimes, it was awesome, and then you forgot that you're being korban, right? However, Nicha, but I'll die to Rabbi Korban right here, the Mafne Ekroi, who directs this pasuk of Ohoda, to Mechuyav Echatas Rashomas Vadayim Shavalom Yom Kippurim, that he learns that people who are Chayav Echatas and Oshem Vadi, the Kupanim Yom Kippur Pass, that they have to be a korban. The Tzai is under Bais Minayin, Mechuyav Echatas Rashomas Vadayim, I know that somebody is liable to a chatas and osham with definitiveness, right? The definite one. That they require being after Yom Kippurim, despite the fact The Chayav Hashem is between those who are liable to contingent Hashem, the one which are brought. If you're not sure if you're sinned or not, they're exempt. When he becomes aware of his sin, then he brings Aflach Yom Kippurim, even after Yom Kippurim. So according to him, how do we know that you have to Yisharmi Diyos in order to acquire a korban? How do we know that you have to have been somebody who worthy to have known its chelev would have refrained from eating it in order to bring a korban? So this is Marina thought from here. Nevesh ki sechta, from the pasuk we brought down way at the beginning of the Gemara, where it says, Nevesh ki sechta, achas techta bas soiso. Techta, the three mutim, the mute, achamute, achamute. One of them, another one of the ones there, eliminates a guy who knew, who didn't know that this was osir, and therefore, had he have known there was chelev, he wouldn't eat it anyway. So he doesn't mean karma. Okay? So, hatayla batzel achayev, hatayla basin potter. We learn from this, somebody who's considered himself as chayev, somebody who's considered based in butter, and so too, we link to that, and we say somebody who worried enough to have known that it's chayev still wouldn't have eaten it, he still would have eaten it, so therefore he's also butter. Okay? And chayev in our new issue. And chayev in our dover share, goli land v'nichseman, right? We usually in the yeshiva, we want to find, go 5 minutes late, so we're here and go 5 minutes late too, right? And chayev in our dover share, goli land v'nichseman. Even Basin, also, continuing along these lines, only Chayav and Slain, which they knew at some point, and then they forgot about it. My time with Pastitians for this, but Nelam Dovar, something was concealed from them. Dovar Shah Goli Lam Slain, which was revealed to them, one point, but Nilsim, and then was revealed to them. Al Daita, Rabbi Shah Koram Shah Dormer said, but Nelam Imanu, it says, in Shavuos there, but you know, too much meat to the Kodashim. That Nelam Imenu Miklau Shoyodeh, that even though it says Nelam Imenu once, that way it teaches us Shoyodeh, Vuyoda, that he knew, right? And he knows at the end, Aresh Deh deals, right? So he was aware before and aware afterwards. But and middle he forgot, so to hear by the Sanhedrin, they were at the beginning, were at the end, they forgot in the middle. Okay. But I'll die to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Duam Rabbi Nelim, Rabbi Nelim, Shnei Pamim, that the only way you know that he knew originally, forgot, and then knew again, is because it says Nelim Menu two times, right? Miklashin, Oisol, Yidir, Betchil, Vidir, Vesof, Elim, Ben Asayim. How the only for that we know that he knew at the beginning and knew at the end but forgot in the middle. So how hereby Sanhedrin do we know this way it has to be? They knew at the beginning, then forgot, then remembered again. How do you know? It only says Nelam here once, not twice. So they say, I'll tell you why. Tamblom Revenelam Dovor. The extra word Dovor. We dash the extra word Dovor. Dovor shall go 11 Nichsomayam, so which was revealed to them and then they forgot it. Okay. Also, if they eliminated mitzvah to like, let's say eliminated chelev altogether. It says no mitzvah chelev in Torah. Then forget it. That's not going to say helim dover. It's got to be, well, they said, well, this chelev is mutzer, this chelev is osur. In other words, chelev on the kidneys is osur, chelev on the stomach is mutzer. Okay. In other words, they made a mistake. Because that chelev is also osur, but it's not a total complete mistake. They didn't eliminate chelev altogether. They eliminated part of chelev in Torah. Okay, v'nelam dovar, something, not the entire episode. Okay, so en chelev atchor levivata mitzvah zukai mitzvahs shemov arvein chorum mutter. Also, it has to be that they paskin that it's mutter. Vein chorum potter, but if they paskin, well, it's also the rabbanim. And the guy went and did it anyway. They passed potter avol osur, right? That even though it's potter from the Torah's punishment, it's osur from Chazal. This I don't believe is in the Bavli. So then, lobedah. In that case, they're not liable because the guy shouldn't have done it. Just because they passed it's not of their rights, it's still they hold to the rabbanah. So the guy shouldn't have done it, right? So in that case, there's no. They don't bring the carbon for him, okay? Also, if the pasuk is from the chamber of the yud stone in the base of Mikdash, only then do they bring the korban instead of the guy. And Amar Yehuda is a time of the Achtanya. The reason for this is because it says Mina Mokom Osherim Chayashem, and that place where God chose. Other matter of a tongue, right? Mana Tanakh is a wacky question. Nichlasu Meo. Actually, it sounds like a statement. According to the Shailas David, it's a question. I'll tell you in a minute why. It means that it says, Nichlasu Meo Chiyaru Kulam. If there are 100, normally traditionally they had 100 members, right? Of course, at the time, actually, Knesset HaGdol, they had 120. What if 100 people sat down as members of Sanhedrin? Does it mean they all have to pass in the matter in order for you to consider? Or even if 70 of them passing, because that's the normal shoe of Sanhedrin. Now, it seems like that's a statement, right? That if there are 100 people there, they'll have to pass accordingly in order to be liable for the group korban. Okay? Tam Rav Yezira said, Vushu kum marim mitzad echot. Elsa Rav Yezira said, in order to, by Kiddush HaChod, you need everybody to give the same reason. The Kama, what's the story over here? Now, the truth is, Shailas David links the previous Gemara about 100 with this Gemara. He says a very interesting Kiddush. It's late. I know I don't want to get into it. But anyway, he wants to say that, in brief, there are two halachos in Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin is functioning in an area where it requires all 70 or all 23 Dayanim or all 3 Dayanim, then they need everybody who says the majority has the same majority for the same reason. Because they need a majority of an absolute number. And the only way you reach a majority of an absolute number is if you have all of them saying for the same reason, Mutter, Asr, Chaya, Potter, right? Now, it's all, for example, when you need 70, when you judge a king or judge a shaven. When you need 23, it's for a capital crime. When you need 3, it's for, you know, monetary crime. But what if the Sanhedrin was sitting as the Sanhedrin legislating? Or determining halacha without requiring somebody, for example, they were paskening a shailah hilchos nida, right? Or hilchos kashrus. So in that case, you don't need tam echad. In that case, a majority works even if they're not tam echad, because the tam echad is in order to get a majority of the absolute number necessary. But if there are no, you don't require a majority of the absolute number, because the absolute number is not essential to this court case, in that case, a plurality suffices. And plurality is defined even if they give different reasons. Okay? So actually the question is really, if they're sitting as 100, according to Shailas David, does that become the absolute number of Beis Din? Or since there are 30 extra judges, do those 30 not become essential? Okay? So the Gemara is saying, in essence, when it says they have the same Itam Echad, if the Gemara is saying that the Takef, when the Gemara is asking about Itam Echad, it's asking about on 100. Right? At 70, you do need time echot for the majority. What about if they said as 100 on a marriage requires 70? Is that a new halacha that they all say time echot or not? No more, it doesn't resolve any of that. Okay? And the more is that, oh, Yochi vasa shari abia. Yochi went and he did it unintentionally based on their say so. Says the more of a chiyesh zodon should be vishkogel Yochi. It's a res based. What do you mean? Of course it's unintentional. He followed the based it. So says Mar, no. Rabbi Amishem Rishon Lakish said, Masdisa Kigon Shimon Banazai. So about Shimon Azai Yoshlifnaim, he was sitting in front of the basin and he knew they, it was like Maisa Shoya, he knew they made a mistake. Hi, so why do you go ahead and do it? The Gemara's going to go and say this, but I'll leave it, oh, let's read inside. Mark, I went to her, even if they call it Taravani or Deosidover, even if it's the Tam Chochm in the entire Torah, he doesn't know that one manner. It's a Shimon Azai, it's not Shimon Azai. He might be a Tam Chochm and everything else, but if he didn't know this, he's Takashoykik. It's not his fault. Vivi or Deosidover, Vani or Deosidover, and vice versa. He knows he tried to, he doesn't know anything else, but he knows in this is that you made a mistake, right? So then Shimon ben Azai, regardless of whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not, and he's amazed. He's amazed. He shouldn't have done it. So says the Gemara, Ela Kirna Kayomim, Yodel Kotar, Tayo, so he knows the entire Torah, Yodel, so he knows the man as well. El Shukataya Loimar, Tayo Omar Achareim Achareim. He thought he's made a mistake that said the Torah says I have to follow the Chachamim. So that's the Pshat. He's amazed in the Kamil Avera. He's shogeg in that he thought he's supposed to do that in order to follow the Chachamim, right? That's not going to be a shogeg vis-a-vis the halacha in our Mishnah. The halacha of shogeg in our Mishnah, where Beit Din is occurring for you, is only if you were not aware that they're making a mistake altogether. Not just they were mistaken that you follow them, but you're not aware they're making a mistake altogether. In that case, Beit Din springs for the individual is karma. I will stop here for today.